I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of six darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. Do you understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
You know, it's funny.
What is?
I felt more comfortable with you tonight than I have in my whole life, I think.
What do you make of that?
I don't know. I think it's because I got to meet you tonight. Same way you got to meet me.
Because you caught me doing something naughty.
No. Because I caught you doing something human. I caught you loving. Messily. Roughly. Recklessly. And that makes me happy. Because I didn't know you could.
This is Play Me, your digital theater. We transform the hottest contemporary plays into bingeable audio dramas. I'm Laura Mullen.
And I'm Chris Tolley.
Welcome to Play Me. You're listening to the podcast that transforms theater scripts by award-winning writers into bingeable audio fiction. You just heard a clip from the conclusion to the acclaimed and award-winning Prodigal by Paolo Santalucia, featuring performances by Rick Roberts and Dan Musso.
Part one is available on Play Me now, but here's a quick recap to help you catch up. Rowan and Marilyn Clark are celebrating their son's engagement at home when Rowan receives life-changing news. He's about to get his dream job. However, all is not well with the Clark family. Their son, Edmund, who is gay and an alcoholic, has recently been removed from the family trust to protect Rowan from financial scrutiny in his new prestigious position. Despite this, Edmund shows up at the engagement party drunk and high, accompanied by the brother of Rowan's assistant. His unexpected arrival causes chaos, forcing his family into crisis management mode.
This is the conclusion to Prodigal, written and directed by Paolo Santalucia.
Frank? Hi, how are... We're just fine, thanks. No, he's just out for a run. Pretty spotless, actually. We had the cleaners in this morning.
Give me some coffee, Violet.
Babies don't get coffee.
Quit being a bitch.
Let me ask him. Henry?
What?
Your uncle wants to know if you read his card.
I don't fucking know, sure.
He says yes. He wants to know if you liked what was inside.
I don't know, Mom.
I'll pass you to him.
I don't want to talk to him.
Just say thank you.
Uncle Frank, hi, love the card. Your message was so sweet. Oh, it must be confusing it with someone else's then.
How's your eye?
Black.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yep. Okay, I will. You too. Here.
Hello? Yes, well, we're all a bit distracted. I'll tell him.
Fuck!
Seriously? No, Henry's just making a mess. He's trying to make coffee and he has no idea what he's... That's right, I'm sure she can straighten him out. Anyways, I better let you go. He's hopeless. Talk soon. Bye.
Why do they make these things so fucking stupid?
It's not the pot that's stupid.
Yeah, what is that supposed to mean?
Think about it.
Stop it, Violet. We just cleaned in here, Henry. Seriously.
Sorry.
Well, get a paper towel.
Where's the paper towel?
Just sit down. Sorry, does anyone know where the paper towel is? These cleaners come in and they move everything around.
Good morning.
No, it isn't.
Sorry. Jerry needs to speak to you.
Not now.
It's important.
Yeah, everything's important to Jerry. Just tell him I'll call him back.
Okay.
How was your walk?
Short. I didn't get past the stop sign before my phone started going off. I already have like 50 emails I have to get back to.
Well, we'll have to get used to that now.
I hope not. Is he up?
Just.
And? How is he?
A little rough, I suppose.
Better than I would have thought. What the hell happened here?
I spilled the coffee.
We just cleaned, Henry.
I know, sorry.
Fine.
It's not fine. I'd like Steve to have a look at him.
Edmund?
Yes.
What for?
Because I don't know what he was on.
He's hungover.
I don't know that.
He's hungover.
I don't know that.
Did Sadie speak to her parents yet?
She's on the phone with them now.
Oh, this is all such a mess.
This is so stupid. Why is he even here?
Maybe you should have asked him that before you punched me in the fucking head.
Well, maybe I wouldn't punch you in the fucking head if he wasn't being such a piece of shit.
I should sue you.
Why, so you can write a book about it?
I'm not a novelist, you idiot.
Whatever, it's the same thing.
Get an education!
That's enough!
He started it.
You started it.
Would anybody like any toast or anything?
Nobody wants toast, Mom.
I thought you were making coffee.
Make your own fucking coffee.
I don't know how.
Just shut up, both of you. I'm making coffee, Henry. Relax. I'm just a bit hungry. I didn't eat much yesterday.
Wasn't there any food?
Because we didn't think we'd need to have a catered breakfast, Henry. You can have something left over from last night.
I don't want leftovers.
I can pick something up on the way back from the office.
You're going to the office?
I have to, Marilyn. I've got like a million fucking things to do.
All right. Thank you.
That reminds me, I had another talk with the guy who did the dinner yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, I think it could be interesting.
Restaurants are tricky, Henry.
I know, but if there's any equity left after offloading...
I can't be invested in a personal business, not now.
What if I went at it alone?
You feel ready for that?
I think so.
Okay, we can talk about it. Did you speak to Sadie last night?
No.
Stop putting it off. You can use me as a pretext if you want, but getting married without a prenup is a non-starter now, especially if you're thinking of investing in something. What? What?
As if arranging a prenup is easier for you than giving Edmund an Advil.
Yeah, well, a prenup doesn't throw up when it's mad. Anyways, I wouldn't be all that concerned. Her parents seem like good people. I can't imagine they'll be put off by it.
It's not them I'm worried about.
Well, this is the way it's going to have to be.
Damn it!
What is it?
I forgot the landscapers are coming at 10.
So cancel.
No, the boxwoods are out of control.
God forbid anything interferes with the boxwoods.
Nobody's keeping you here, you know. You can leave any time.
What, and miss out on all the fun?
Give her a break, Violet.
I think I'd like to take Sadie's parents out to dinner.
What for?
To apologize. Why do you think?
Good to know you can apologize to someone.
Jesus Christ, Violet, if you're going to be difficult, go home. It's too early for blood.
Your son wants to know if he can come down.
What are you all looking at me for? If he wants to come down, he can come down.
Would you like me to tell him, or...
Yes, thanks. He's about to come down.
Marilyn! Hello?
God damn it.
Look who it is.
Oh, how are you, dear?
I'm all right. Don't get too close. I'm all puffy.
Oh, poor thing. Have you been crying?
No, I just wasn't expecting to stay over, so I don't have my gua sha.
I'd offer you coffee, but I can't seem to find it.
That's all right. I don't do caffeine.
Of course not.
How are your parents?
They're totally fine. They mostly just feel bad.
Well, I'd like to take them out to dinner.
Oh, I think they'd really like that. It just has to be somewhere vegetarian.
Are your parents vegetarian? They were eating steak.
No, I am.
You were also eating steak.
Oh, well, sometimes I eat meat, but...
Well, I'm sure we can sort it all out.
Anyway, I should probably get going. I booked a sound bath. Is it okay if I take the car?
Of course. I'll be home later.
Do you want to come, Violet? It's really good for releasing tension.
No, thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll see you all later.
Text when you're home.
I will. Love you.
You too.
Kisses?
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. You two are really perfect for each other, you know that?
Fuck off, Violet.
I have to go. Simone! Where are my keys?
You're holding them.
Stupid. I need to go to the office for a second.
Do you need me to come?
No, that's fine. There are just some papers I need to... it doesn't matter. Call Jerry back. Tell him I won't be long.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here, I'll come with you. I need a fucking coffee and a muffin or something. Drop me off at Pusateri's?
Yeah, sure.
Anybody want anything?
Coffee.
For you not to come back.
See you later.
Sure. I should have said get bacon.
You hate bacon.
Edmund doesn't.
Morning.
Why are you wearing my robe?
Livy took my bag. Evidently, I'm making do.
You're hardly making do. That's silk.
French or Italian?
French.
Next time get Italian. This is papery.
Are you still high?
No, but I'm a little drunk.
That's not funny.
I'm not kidding.
Your father wants you to see a doctor.
Hot. What kind of doctor?
Just a regular doctor, Edmund.
I don't have syphilis, if that's what you're wondering.
That's not what I'm asking.
So what are you asking?
I'm asking how you are.
Aw. You almost sound worried about me.
I am worried about you.
Give me a hug, then.
What?
Give me a hug.
You're not dressed.
Should I put on some socks?
Stop it, Em.
Some lipstick?
Stop it,
Stop
I said.
Stop what? I'm asking a question.
We're concerned about you.
Who is?
Your father and I.
Oh, yeah? Where the fuck is he, then?
Out.
Yeah. Right.
There's a lot going on.
Sure. And the minion?
Don't talk about your brother like
Why?
That.
Why? I'm being nice. I didn't call him a little fucker. These are his, by the way. I don't know how that poor girl can marry a man who still buys his underwear from Abercrombie. Did she know I exist? Before last night, I mean?
I have no idea.
No wonder she's upset. She's just realized she's marrying the ugly one.
If you need clothes, I can get you something of your father's.
First of all, don't call him that. Second of all, I can't be wearing something of his, not now that he's important.
Oh, you heard then.
Henry's ass-kissing is so loud, the whole street probably knows about it by now. Which is a little ironic, given that my ass-kissing is what got us into this mess.
Now, Edmund.
You're awfully quiet.
I'm just taking it all in.
I'd still appreciate it if you laughed when I made fun of Henry. It's boring playing to no audience.
Last night wasn't enough of an audience for you.
Ooh, she bites. Finally.
I'm not biting.
Too bad, I was just getting excited. Simone's nice.
Glad you think so.
Younger than the last one. What was his name again?
Patrick.
Oh, right. What happened to dear old Pat? He finally get busted for distributing child pornography?
He died.
Because I left?
Don't joke about your leaving, Edmund.
Why? Too soon?
You could have called.
There wasn't anything to say.
You could have told us you were okay.
I wasn't okay, was I? Oh, look, Mom, this'll be a lot easier if you don't try mothering me now.
I never stopped, Edmund.
You never fucking started. Anyways, I'm over it. I'm not here because of you.
Why are you here?
Money.
We give you money.
I spent that money.
All of it?
Yeah.
How?
Sheep farming.
Don't make fun of me.
I'm not. I met this guy who ran a sheep farm in Australia. So I bought into it. There's good money in Australian sheep. Nice and thick. Anyways, he turned out to be a bit of a fuck, and I forgot about the sheep, so they all died. And then I left. And then I went to Amsterdam, where I met an amateur gymnast who owned a bar in the red light district. I didn't understand about two-thirds of what he was saying, but he was very flexible, so I didn't mind. Anyway, it turns out he had a speech impediment on top of the broken English, which is why I got confused one day about him asking me for what I thought was an investment in the bar, but turned out to be me funding a live cam enterprise in his basement where he pimped out some twinks from the local gymnastics club. Do you know what a twink is?
No.
I'll send you some links. Then I spent some time in San Francisco, which is a bit of a cliche, but whatever. Then London, then New York, then back to London. Played a bit of piano. Now I'm here.
How did you find London?
Muddy. And how have you all been? You've been busy, Violet.
I guess.
I liked your essay. Can't imagine you did.
We're not talking about that.
We're not talking at all, actually.
Juicy. And how's the governor?
Stop calling him that.
Why not? It's more honest than father.
Your father's done a lot of good.
For who? The arts?
You.
Fuck you. Sorry, but fuck you.
You haven't wanted for anything, Edmund. Anything. Even after you packed up and left.
I didn't pack up.
You left.
No, Mom.
Yes, son. That's what it's called when you walk out.
What's it called when the alternative is punching holes in the fucking wall?
Adolescence.
Jesus fucking Christ.
You know, for someone who hates us so much, you certainly don't have any problems taking our money.
It's his money.
Excuse me?
It's not like you do anything to make it, let's be honest.
I do more than you think.
Considering I don't think you do anything, that's easy to imagine.
And what do you do?
Drink gin and suck dick. Why? This isn't going to be any fun if I can't make dick jokes.
It's not fun now.
You think you've had it hard? That it's been difficult for you?
You have no idea how difficult it's been. You could have called.
I did call, actually. The day my card got declined buying a cup of coffee, I called. Nobody picked up.
It's not his fault you can't afford a cup of coffee.
It is, actually. That's my fucking point.
If this is about business, fine. Negotiate with him. But do yourself a favor and man up about it.
And how does a man negotiate, Mom?
Not hungover in his mother's robe.
Oh, should I put on some cargo shorts?
I'm not doing this. Enjoy your morning.
Where are you going?
I have to get things ready outside.
What's outside? Right.
The Boxwoods.
Well, don't forget to wear SPF.
Put some clothes on before your father gets back.
Shan't. And if I don't see you, it's been nice.
No, it hasn't.
All things considered, I think that went rather well.
Yeah, well, she's tired.
She isn't kidding, is she?
About what?
She really can separate the fact that I'm here and the bushes need cutting.
That's what we do here. Compartmentalize. We're doing it right now. Distracting ourselves and pretending we can't see the termites eating the house or the mold growing in the corners.
Which am I? Mold or termite?
Termite, I'd say.
Oof, I was hoping for termite. And you?
I'm just the daughter, Edmund.
That sounds political.
It's not, it's just the fucking truth.
Is that why you wrote your essay?
I wrote that essay because I wanted people to understand how medieval this all is. I didn't mean for it to get picked up like that, but when it did, I just thought, fuck it. It's not like people know who I am.
They know who Mom is.
No, they don't. Not really.
You've changed, you know.
How so?
You used to be so quiet.
Mom says the same thing. When she's disappointed in me. You used to be so quiet, so good. What happened?
What did happen?
You fucking left. That's what happened.
I had to.
Me too. I just didn't do it without saying anything.
Are you looking for an apology?
No, I'm not that naive. I never moved back, you know, that summer. It was brutal, just the four of us. Fucking brutal. We had a disastrous time at the cottage that year. Mom let me bring a friend, which was rare. You know how she gets. Henry kept making jokes about you, and I spent a lot of time crying to my friend about it. Then I found out she and Henry were having sex in the boathouse, so I called her a slut and told her to leave, and then Henry said I was just like Mom, so I pushed him in the lake, and Mom said I was just like you, and that was it.
How is it? The lake house.
Beautiful. Lonely. So many memories of you are tied up for me there. In the various ways you survived us, and the ways we survived you. That place is you for me. I think it is for all of us. We could go there, you know, if you want.
I don't think it's in the cards, Vi.
Too bad. Thought it might be fun to burn it down together.
Oh.
It's the only way out of this fucking mess. Everything's going to change now.
You think it'll be good for him?
Of course it'll be good for him. Everything is good for him.
Could be good for you too, you know?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because it's the same shit, Edmund. Just in a bigger house. I need you to promise me something.
What?
When you go, I need you to tell me this time.
Okay.
No, not okay. Promise.
I promise.
Good. Because I might want to come with you.
What's your Monday like?
Oh, nothing I can't clear. Shit, that reminds me. I have to call my editor.
Oh, an editor? How professional.
Oh, I have an office and everything. But I need to tell them that my father just got nominated for Governor fucking General.
That sounds complicated.
You bet your ass it's going to be complicated.
Well, good luck.
Thanks. And seriously, don't leave without saying goodbye.
Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere until I've had a chance to tell the fiancé she's making a terrible mistake.
I'm glad you're back.
Hello.
Hi. Is your father back?
Who's that?
Your...
I'm kidding. Anyway, no, he's not.
I see.
How's your brother?
Fine.
He took my bag. Did he tell you?
Yes.
How does one get in touch with him? I'd like to sort it all out.
I've taken care of it.
Oh, okay. Well, let me know when your brother gets in.
He's not getting in.
You don't have to be weird around me. I just want to thank him. I was dreading coming here, and he made the crossing bearable. And despite how crazy it sounds, I honestly had no idea the sister he kept talking about worked here.
Why were you bringing him here?
We were just having a good time.
I could see that. Excuse me.
If that's your brother, I'd like to thank him. And if you won't say yes to me, I can always ask your boss. Good morning.
Hey.
Oh, your brother's bag is in my room. Could you get it for me? My head is just spinning.
Sure. Hey, se comporter.
Va bien, Simone.
I like hearing you speak French.
Thanks.
Do you want to sit down?
I don't think I should. My sister and my...
Oh, your sister's going to be gone a while.
Well, how do you know?
Because your bag's not up there, it's downstairs. I just said that so she'd leave us alone.
Oh.
I don't think she likes me very much.
She's just protective.
Oh. Does she need to be?
I don't know.
You seem to take pretty good care of yourself yesterday.
Yeah.
Would you want water or something?
I'm fine.
I had a good time yesterday.
Okay.
A really good time, actually.
Cool.
Did you?
Yeah.
Thank God. I was getting nervous.
Sorry.
You don't have to apologize. Your sister doesn't know, does she?
No.
Does anybody?
No.
We don't have to get into this now or anything.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about it, if that's cool.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
I know.
Yeah.
It's just that,
Hey, it's okay, come on.
I'm going to be a father, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you,
married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so last night was kind of a,
one-time thing? Sorry, I have to ask this. But was last night your first time?
No.
I thought not. I hope you know I never would have brought you here if I knew your sister worked here. And whatever I thought was going to happen, I didn't mean for it to go there. So, I'm sorry.
It's cool.
Cool. Do you mind sitting down? This just feels a little bit silly.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, look. I don't really think I'm the right person to be giving you advice or anything, but I think maybe you should give me your number.
Why?
In case you need to talk. I feel like maybe you're going through something here.
Can you give me yours instead?
Yeah, sure.
I'm just nervous. My mom, she's helping us out, and she pays for my phone right now, so...
I get it. Give me your phone.
Excuse me.
Oh, shit.
I can't find the bag.
Look again?
I've gone through everything. Would you mind checking?
Only slightly.
What was that?
What?
Tu sais quoi? How long have you been sitting like that?
Je sais pas, 5 minutes, maybe.
You think it's appropriate?
He asked me.
So? It's not his house, Lévi.
So what?
It's not his house.
He asked me, Simone.
C'est quoi ton problème?
De quoi partout?
You're being reckless.
He wants a friend, Simone. We made friends on the plane. That's all.
Well, he can find another one.
What's your problem with him?
I don't trust him.
Pourquoi?
Parce que je ne me fie pas.
You're being crazy.
Tu sais ce qui est dingue? Getting high on an airplane with a stranger. Do you know what could have happened if they found anything on you?
I didn't have anything on me.
You want to make new friends here? Fine. You want a party? Veux-tu boire? Tu veux être libre? Fine. But pick someone else to do it with.
I didn't know who he was.
Now you do. So don't get comfortable with him. Because you've got a lot to lose. Tu comprends?
Found it.
Thanks.
You should get going.
Something I said?
Out back.
I guess this is goodbye, then.
Yeah. It was, nice meeting you.
You too. Oh, shit. Levy, your phone! Hello, brother. Oh, did you get me a coffee?
No, where's Mom?
Pruning. Borrowed some of your clothes.
I can see that.
Putting on weight.
No, I'm not.
I was hoping I'd get to meet the fiancé this morning.
You met last night.
I don't really remember last night.
She does, and it was enough.
Oh, she just needs to get to know me better. Even you can admit I've got some redeeming qualities.
I can't, actually.
I never willingly wear these, that's something.
What do you want?
Money. Got any?
Why don't you just get a job?
I did. They may not have all gone very well, but at least I got them without Daddy's help or punching people in the fucking face.
You ruined my party.
You call that a party? I knew this place would get boring without me, but Jesus.
The fuck you know about how good of a party it was? You weren't even there.
I was there long enough, believe me.
Fuck off.
What's wrong? Are you embarrassed because your wife is boring?
I'm not embarrassed.
Do you love her?
What the fuck kind of question?
Do you?
Of course I do.
Does she love you?
Obviously.
It's not obvious. I don't know her. I don't want to make assumptions. She could just be after your money like I am.
She's not.
Is there a prenup?
We're not talking about this.
Well, there isn't, is there?
We're not talking about...
But Daddy wants you to get one, doesn't he?
You're a piece of shit, you know that?
It's not my fault everyone in this family is so fucking predictable.
Look who's talking.
Ooh, you don't know me, Henry.
I know you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's my favorite color?
Codeine.
Good one. Can you even spell codeine?
F-U...
You've gotten funnier. Is that what she sees in you?
It's none of your business what she sees in me.
I'm just trying to figure out how you found someone dumb enough to fall in love with you. Oh! I thought you said there wasn't any for me.
I gave you mine.
There's a lawyer here.
Okay.
Should I send him in or...
I don't know. Let me just... Dad? No, he's in the front hall. Bye. Have him wait in the office.
Thank you.
What's all this?
Nothing. Just stay here or go to your room.
Go to my room?
You know what I mean. Go somewhere that isn't here.
What's going on? Why is there a lawyer here?
Because, Violet, that's what happens when you get nominated for Governor General.
You'd be a lot more tolerable if you just said, I don't know, when you didn't fucking know something.
You want to have a conversation about tolerability. You.
I don't want to have a conversation with you about anything. Ever. I just wish you weren't so fucking loud all the time.
I'm not loud.
You're a little loud, Henry.
Yeah, because you're ganging up on me.
We're not ganging up on you. You're just dumb.
I'm not dumb.
You're a little dumb, Henry.
Shut up.
Stop screaming. Now, why is there coffee everywhere?
Because I threw it at Edmund.
What is the matter with
it's
you?
It's his fault.
Oh my God, get a life.
What happened?
He said Sadie doesn't love me.
No, I said she must be stupid to love you.
Don't throw food in here!
It's all right, he should be laying off the muffins anyway.
Oh,
keep it up, nobody likes a chubby groom.
No, fuck off.
That's enough. Now clean yourself up, that robe is completely ruined.
That's not the tragedy you think it is.
Go!
Toodles.
Whose car is that in the driveway?
Lawyers.
What do they want?
I don't know.
Well, go figure it out instead of making an idiot of yourself. Stop smirking at everything, Violet.
Where is he?
Who?
The lawyer.
Your office?
Simone!
Is everything all right?
It's fine.
Yes?
Marilyn, can you give us a minute?
Sure.
You too, Violet. Thank you. It's fine. It's fine. Call your brother.
What's wrong?
When were you going to tell me he had a criminal record?
Who, Levy?
Yes.
He doesn't have a criminal record.
Yes, he does.
What the hell?
You tell him he needs to come here, now.
Oh, damn it.
Henry? Where is he?
I don't know. He was just here.
Why?
He got his bags mixed up with Edmund's.
How long ago?
10 minutes, maybe.
Yeah?
Take my car, go with Simone.
Where?
She needs to find her brother.
Is everything okay?
I'll explain later. Go, go.
Okay.
Thank you.
This will all work out.
You ready?
Yes.
When you find him, call me.
I will.
What's going on?
Nothing. There's a complication with Levy's visa.
What kind of complication?
It's a complicated one.
What does that mean?
It means exactly what it sounds like. It's complicated.
Why are you being withholding about this?
Because it's personal to him.
Well, if it's personal to him, it's personal to you because you're paying for it.
I know that.
We just talked about this.
I know that.
So what is it?
He's got a criminal record.
Is it serious?
It depends on the charges.
So that's it then?
What is?
Well, you can't seriously be looking to help him now.
I don't know what I'm going to do. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. There's nothing to figure out, is there?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Rowan!
What?
The only answer is no.
What do you mean, no? I'm not... I'm sorry, love. I'm not asking your permission.
I think you should be.
I'm not asking your permission to help someone who needs it.
And what about your son?
What about him? It's completely different.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
How do you know? Have you spoken to
him? No, I haven't. I've been a little busy, haven't I?
But not too busy to deal with this. Why is this so important to you?
Because she asked me.
She asked or you offered?
What are you asking me?
I'm trying to figure out why when your son comes home, you leave the house, but when your assistant's brother shows up, you drop everything to help him. That's what I'm asking.
Because it's the right thing to do, isn't it?
Talk to your son.
I am here whenever he wants.
Whenever I want to what?
Nothing.
Okay.
Okay, we're kind of in the middle of something here.
Well, I'd say I'd come back later, but I'm not sure if that's really true.
Yeah, don't threaten me, Edmund.
It's not a threat, Rowan.
If you want to go, then go.
I'd love to, but you and I need to have a nice little chat about money first.
You know what? Get a job if you want money.
I had a job. I grew up with you. That was my fucking job.
You seem to think there's currency in your absence, that it affords you protection against me, or my anger, or my ability to tell you to get the fuck out of my house if and when you become as intolerable now as you were when you left. But it doesn't. I don't care that you've been absent, or that you're sick, or that you've had a hard time, because you have not had a hard time. Not yet, but I can make it so that you do. The second thing I'd like to make clear is that I don't owe you anything. Not a fucking thing. So you can do away right now with any fantasies you have about me cutting you a check. It's not gonna happen. Not anymore. I don't have sympathy for you, not after last night. And you know why? Because you are a failure, Edmund. In every way that I can possibly imagine, you failed me. You failed your brother. You failed your sister. You failed your mother, who loves you. She fucking loves you. And you never once...
Rowan.
I'm fine. But most of all, you failed yourself. You thought leaving would make things better for you, but it didn't, did it? No, because you're the fucking problem, son. You have nothing. You have no one. And while you can pretend this is about money, what you really want is a sign that you still matter to someone. And that's why you're back. So don't threaten me with leaving. I can see right through it. It is weak, and it barely worked the first time. So if you want to go, go! But if you walk out that door, it'll be me gone when you come back, and good luck asking for a fucking thing after that. I know you, son. I know you. I've known you since the second you were born, and don't you for a second forget it. So smarten the fuck up, or get the fuck out. Hello? Good. Yeah, see you soon. Excuse me?
Got anything to add? Do you?
Let me talk to him.
You can't do anything. You never could. Not that you fucking tried.
That's not fair.
Fuck fairness. If things were fair, you'd have never married him, I wouldn't have been born, and maybe you'd be happy.
I am happy.
No, you're not. And what's so fucking sad is that after all this bullshit, you still want to be with him.
I want you to stay. That's what I want.
I can't.
Why not?
Because it'll kill me, Mom. It'll fucking kill me. I hate him. I fucking hate him. And there's nothing you can do about it, so stop trying to rub my fucking back.
I can't keep doing this, Edmund.
Yeah, don't I fucking know it, Mom. But there's no middle ground on this one. Not this time. You're gonna have to pick a side.
There's only one side I can take.
Then you can dig your graves together, the pair of you. Either that or you can start digging mine.
Don't, Edmund.
What? You're certainly fucking dressed for it. That's all you've ever been good at anyway. So go on! Dress up for him while you still can, because that's not gonna work forever. And then you can come and talk to me about whose fucking side you're on. If I'm even still here.
You make it really hard to love you. You know that?
Takes one to know one.
Hi, Mr. Clark.
Ah, Levy, hi. Simone, come with me into the office for a second. Levy, do you mind waiting here?
Do you need me to,
Just do me a favor, go to the office, see what needs doing. I'm gonna be here for a while, I think.
All right.
Levy?
Yes?
Is everything okay? Do you want me to hold your hand?
I don't think so, man.
You don't have to be so fucking weird.
I'm not.
Yeah, you were being weird earlier, too. Like you didn't even know me, man.
Sorry.
Stop apologizing. It's fine. I'm just trying to make you laugh. Hey, can you come in here for a second?
No.
Please?
I can't.
Oh, because you're so boring. You can't sit down. You can't come in. You can't hold my hand. It's like you don't even like me anymore. Do you?
Levi, get in here.
Do you? Actually, don't answer that. The truth is, I haven't had a real conversation with someone in a long time. Usually the guys I talk to just kind of nod, you know? Small talk before we start the moaning and all that. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Fine. What do you do?
I'm an accountant. What do you do?
Me? Oh, I'm nothing. I'm nothing. Like buying a cup of coffee. But we talked the whole night. I didn't stop talking. I was seeing this guy in San Francisco, and he was so fucking cute, and he wanted me to meet his parents. And it freaked me out, because I hadn't thought about that, you know, what that means to a person to meet their parents. I told him my parents were dead. Plane crash. I was gonna tell them that they were murdered, but you're not supposed to tell people what you wish for, right? I'm kidding. That was a joke. You can laugh. Anyway, so he takes me to meet his parents. And I'm like so nervous because I hadn't met anyone's parents for a couple years at this point. And I felt bad because I this guy thought that my parents died in a plane crash. So I told him it happened when I was young because maybe it would make him feel better to know that I never had a relationship with them. But that only made it worse because then he was like, oh my God, you're an orphan. And then I had to invent my foster mom and I couldn't come up with a name in the Uber. So I just said I forgot her name. And then that was a whole fucking thing. Anyways, so we get to his place and we walk up and he opens the door. And there are these two people there. These two beautiful people just standing there smiling at me, and they had made this beautiful dinner, and so I was like, wow, this dinner looks beautiful. And they were like, well, tonight is special because it's not every day that your son brings someone home. And in that moment, my eyes turned red and my mouth went dry and I almost threw up. Because I knew. I fucking knew. I'd never bring anybody like him home. And that there would never be a dinner like that waiting for me. But then last night on the plane, I was just like, fuck it. I'm bringing you. And there was a dinner. But it wasn't for me. And I think that's why I needed to ruin it. I think that's why I need to ruin everything. Are you still there? I just need you right now. I think I really need you. And like, I know that's crazy because like, I just met you and I don't know your phone number or anything, but I think I really need you right now. And I think I really need you to tell me that you need me back. Levy? Levy? Are you still there? So that's what that feels like.
Don't listen to me.
Stop talking. Stop talking. Just stop talking.
Take a breath.
An alley? Is that what the report said? Three men in an alley?
Okay, let's go back in there.
She's pregnant.
What?
His wife. She's pregnant.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, shit. You understand now? Why it's a problem? He got arrested with three men in a back alley? You understand now?
Talk to him.
And say what?
That you're here for him.
I don't know. I want to be there for him.
You're all he has right now.
Yeah, so are you.
I know that.
Do you?
Of course I do. Why do you think I'm doing this?
I don't know.
I'm doing this because I care about you.
How much?
What?
I need you to tell me how much.
I'm just scared to...
Oh, God. Seems like there's a lot of that going on. Married men in this house being scared, asking me to lie to their wives about
it. Yeah, that didn't seem to bother you before.
Well, I didn't know how much it mattered before.
Sorry, what?
I love you, Rowan. I love you.
Jesus Christ, I think I love you too. Edmund.
Gotcha.
We'll be right back.
I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of six darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. You understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Prodigal Son. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 32. If you Google Prodigal Son, you know what comes up? A TV show. You gotta keep scrolling until you get to the bottom of the search page, and then right there, in teeny tiny little letters, you can click a teeny tiny little button that says, "Did you mean Prodigal Son Bible?" I love how it asks you that, with a little question mark and everything. Did you mean Prodigal Son Bible? I watched an episode this week of the show. And have you ever seen it? It's good. A little, you know, plain, but it's good. Not good enough to displace one of the most moving stories in the Bible from a Google search, but I get it. I get it. You know what the root of the word prodigal is? Prodigious. It's a funny word. I always thought it meant excessive, you know, big, lavish, which makes sense given that the son in the story comes home penniless after squandering his inheritance on food and wine and all that good stuff. But that's not actually what it means. In the Bible, if something is prodigious, it means it's going against God's law. Why then is the Bible's second most famous son prodigious? It's not because he spends all his daddy's money. You know what this parable was originally called? I love this. It was called the Lost Son. The Lost Son. Well, if prodigiousness means something's unnatural, and the son in the story is lost, at least in the poetic sense, then it's safe to assume, maybe, that the Bible is saying something pretty simple. Kids aren't supposed to be lost, folks. And how do kids get lost? Not on their own, not really. When you lose your keys, you lose them. But kids don't lose kids. Parents do. The son in the story is given everything he wants. And then he goes. And the father, the father thinks he's doing right. But kids aren't supposed to be given the keys to the world and turned out on their own. They need guidance. They need faith. And when they don't have it, they lose their way. This kid in the Bible isn't inherently prodigal. He is because his dad gives him everything he asks for, except, and this is important, except faith. And I'm not even talking about faith with a capital F. I mean the little faith. The kind that makes you believe in the little things. You know what I'm saying? The son didn't get that. So the son gets lost. That's what makes him unnatural. That's what makes him prodigal. And you know what's beautiful about that? It's not the kid who learns the biggest lesson at the end. It's the dad. It's not hard to learn how to come back home when we're lost. A dog can do it. It's much harder to learn how not to lose things, or, to put it differently, to lose things the right way, in a true way. My daughter, she left home this morning. A lot of you know her. She's very precocious. I didn't want her to go. I fought hard to keep her here. But the harder I fought, the more lost I could see she got. Then I remembered. Only a prodigal parent can make a prodigal child, folks. Remember that. Remember that.
Call your wife.
I can't.
Then I will.
You can't, Simone.
She doesn't know where you are.
I can't. I'm scared.
You should have told me.
I couldn't.
You should have told me before you came here. Before I asked them to spend money on you.
Would you have helped me?
What?
If I told you, would you have helped me?
We would have talked about it.
That's not the same thing.
It's the right thing.
What do you mean, right thing?
What you've done is wrong. It's wrong.
I had no choice.
Nobody forced you to do what you did with those boys.
They weren't boys. They were men.
How old were they? 18? Did you know them?
Yes.
Because you met them before?
Yes.
Do you pay them? Look at me. Do you pay them?
Yes.
How many times?
I don't know.
But more than once?
Yes.
Are you safe?
Of course I'm safe.
Your wife is pregnant. If anything happens to them...
It won't.
How could you do this to her?
I had no choice.
Stop saying that!
I didn't! There's no one else! No one! I didn't know where to go! There was this one guy I met once I thought who was... You know, but... I couldn't tell for sure. I can't stay there, Simone. It would just happen again. And I was lucky this time. One of the guys I was with, they hurt him. They hurt him bad. I had to get out. I had to.
If you wanted to get out, you should have left a long time ago. You should have left before you had a wife.
I couldn't because you were already gone.
That's not fair.
It's plenty fair. You had an opening, and you took it. Same as me.
It's not the same.
Why not?
Because I didn't break the law, did I?
Neither did I. Not one anyone has any right enforcing. Not you, or anyone else. You understand? Who do you think you are? Judging me? You didn't even come home. When Dad died, you didn't even come back.
My papers were...
You do whatever you want, Simone. You didn't come back because you didn't want to. So you stayed, working for a big man in a big house. You're happy here. Aren't you?
Yes.
I want that too. I deserve that too.
I can't lie for you.
And I can't go back. I can't. I need you. I need you now. Please. Please, Simone. I need you. Please.
How much plastic wrap do you think you go through in a month?
Excuse me?
Like, ballpark.
Three, four rolls, maybe?
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried using less?
Yeah, for sure we have.
I was thinking today that I'd like to have a sustainable wedding. No garbage, no waste, nothing.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. The average wedding accounts for almost 2% of our total lifetime carbon footprint. In a day. Like, one day. 2%. Isn't that crazy?
It is.
I read that, and I was like, that can't be true. But now I'm seeing how much plastic you're using, and I'm like, yeah, it is.
To be fair, there isn't normally this much food left over.
Still, it's a lot of waste. Have you considered factoring sustainability into your business plan?
Not directly, no.
I think clients would respond really well to it. You know, I took a look at your website today.
Oh.
Yeah. Can I give you some feedback?
I don't really run the website.
I think you need to focus on your brand.
Our food is our brand, I think.
Right, but you get paid to cook, so the food is a given. You see what I'm saying?
Not really.
Food businesses can't just be about food anymore. Good food is great, but now people can get good food, like, anywhere. So you need something that sets you apart. What sets you apart?
I don't really know.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think you should look at something like zero waste.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Is that the last of it?
Yep.
Do you mind taking these out to the van for me and I can finish up those?
Sure thing.
Hi.
Hi.
I wasn't expecting to see you here so late.
Neither was I. I thought we'd be here this morning, but your mother-in-law told us to come later.
Yeah. Henry said they kind of got into it again today. He's been in Rowan's office all afternoon.
What happened?
I don't know. I was at a sound bath.
A what?
It's like a massage, but instead of touching you, they use drums.
That sounds confusing.
It's actually the least confusing thing about the last 24 hours.
How are you holding up?
I'm okay. I tried to unplug today, but it was impossible. People kept messaging me about the cake reveal, but I didn't want to advertise what happened, so I posted something this morning saying that I wasn't feeling well, but then people thought I was pregnant, and that started this whole thing, so then I had to spend the rest of the day telling people I'm not having a baby, but then that started this whole, like, sub-conversation about whether I wanted to have a baby, which has kind of been a thing between Henry and I, so...
You wanting kids?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't?
He's the one who does, actually. I'm the one who's kind of on the fence about it.
That sounds hard.
It's fine, really. Just one of those things. We'll figure it out. Do you want kids?
We do.
Oh, that's awesome. I think you'd be a really great mom.
Why's that?
I don't know. You're just, like, so...
Don't say fierce, Sadie.
Funny. You're funny. And patient and talented... And you're forgiving.
What?
You're a very forgiving person. And that's, like, the most important thing a parent needs to be, I think.
Yeah, well, sometimes I don't have a choice.
We always have a choice.
I don't know about that. Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Why don't you want kids?
I don't think I'm very good at doing things with other people.
That is a very specific answer.
It's a very expensive answer, actually. I paid a lot of money for that kind of clarity.
You think it's worth it?
What?
Whatever sound magic witchy shit you do to enlighten yourself.
Sometimes.
And your fiancé, does he go to therapy?
Oh, God, no. No, I've asked him about it, but I can tell he just thinks it's a waste of time.
Sounds like you're not the one who needs help playing on a team.
Maybe not. But keeping things separate might be the biggest reason why we work. I don't want to be one of those couples connected at the hip. I don't even want us to have the same bank account. I'm actually trying to get him to sign a prenup. I can't believe I just told you that. But he actually has, like, no idea how well my business is doing. None. And I love that. I actually love that.
You're a very surprising person. You know that?
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to keep up with them. Do you know, he never even told me he had a brother? Like, what is that?
I don't know what that is. Do you remember yesterday when you asked me to give you some feedback?
Yeah.
Are you okay if I give it to you now?
Of course.
Don't compromise yourself for these people.
I won't. Can I ask you something now?
I think so.
Let me invest in your restaurant. I'd like to do that, not Henry.
I'll think about it. How's that?
That's good! Hey, what do you think about sustainable cooking?
Absolutely not, Sadie.
Okay.
That's everything.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Everything okay?
Why wouldn't it be okay? You don't think I'm capable of having a conversation?
I was just making sure.
Quentin, are you still here?
Yes, Mrs. Clark.
Oh, sorry, I just got a bit caught up with a few things. Did you need anything else from us, or is that it?
I think that's everything. Pauline?
We're good.
I assume you've worked everything out with my husband?
I think so. We should be all settled.
Good. Well, thank you for everything. I know it was a bit more than you bargained for.
Not at all.
Yes, it was. Anyway, thank you. We'll be in touch, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Goodbye.
Bye, Mrs. Clark.
Good night.
Oh, Quentin.
Yes?
That steak really was incredible.
Thank you. Good night.
I thought you'd be home by now, Sadie.
I'm just waiting for Henry.
All right. Well, I imagine they'll be done soon. Did you eat?
Oh, I'm not eating solids today.
Of course not. How was your massage?
It was a sound bath.
Wonderful.
We should go sometime.
Maybe.
Are you okay?
Yes, it's just been a long day, and then on top of everything else, I got some news I wish I hadn't.
Oh my God. Marilyn, what's wrong?
The boxwoods rooted under the retaining wall, and now they're choking the chestnut tree out back.
Oh no.
I know. We might have to cut it down.
I am so sorry.
Thank you. Do you do much gardening?
No, but sometimes I review gardening products.
Mom, what's wrong?
Your mom is upset because you might have to cut some trees down.
The chestnut tree on the west side of the house.
Okay.
Never mind.
Are you crying?
Never mind, I said.
You reunite with your son you haven't spoken to in 5 years, and you're crying over a tree?
I love that tree.
Whatever. I came to say goodbye.
I thought you weren't leaving until tomorrow.
They needed me back.
Who did?
My editor.
On a Sunday?
Yes, Mom.
Why?
Because some of us need to work.
Stop posturing. Your father and I still pay your phone bill.
I literally just came to say goodbye. I'm not sure why you're getting hostile.
I'm not. I just don't understand why you have to leave.
Because Dad's job might be costing me mine. How's that for a fucking answer?
What? Why?
Because. My editor is nervous he won't be able to rub elbows with him at the fucking governor's ball or whatever it's called.
Because of your writing?
No, because of my editor's. He's writing his fucking opus on the power of Canadian journalism, and he's worried about the implications of keeping me on.
Implications?
On whether my working for him gets in the way of his potential for being nominated for a fucking Gigi, Mom.
Oh, Violet.
Don't pretend like you're sad about it.
I am.
You could write for my magazine.
Thank you so much, Sadie. I'll keep that in mind. I'll see you at the wedding, I guess.
I'll see you before the wedding. There's still the bridal shower.
Right. Summer's really busy for me.
Oh, it's in the fall.
Fall's even worse.
You weren't leaving without saying goodbye, were you?
Don't be silly.
Good. Because that would just be rude.
Tried to find you, but you weren't in your room.
course not. I don't have a room.
That's not fair.
Sorry.
You... What?
Sorry, I said.
Oh, that's fine. Where were you?
Walking. Oh, I'm starving. Is there anything to eat?
No, the caterers just picked up the last of it. You threw everything else at each other this morning, remember?
I do. That was fun.
Aw, is that something you all used to do as kids?
No, we just started. Not too late for it to become a tradition, though. We could try it at your wedding.
Oh, we're actually trying to have zero waste.
That'll be hard, given that you're marrying Henry, won't it?
Don't listen to him, Sadie. He won't be there for it anyways. Will you?
I don't know. Am I invited? That's not rhetorical, Sadie. Am I?
I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know.
Why not?
I'd have to ask Henry.
Go for it.
What?
Ask Henry.
I don't think that's appropriate.
No, it isn't, but someone has to interrupt them. I need to get to bed. Come on, we'll do it together. I'll see you in the morning, Edmund.
Afternoon, probably.
Try not to stay up too late. You have everything you need?
No, but one day, maybe. Fingers crossed.
Good night.
Night, Mom.
Goodbye, Violet.
Bye.
Safe flight.
I'm taking the train.
Right. Well, enjoy the ride.
I always do.
Bye, Violet. I can't wait to be sisters.
Me too.
You should be nicer to her.
Who? Sadie?
No, Mom.
I am nice to her.
Nicer, I said.
And why would I do that?
Because our father is having an affair.
What? How do you know that?
Doesn't matter.
Who with?
Doesn't matter.
Well, what are you telling me for?
Because I didn't want to be the only one who knew.
Well, what the hell am I supposed to do about it?
That's up to you.
Well, are you going to tell Mom?
I don't know yet. Depends, I guess.
On what?
My fee.
What fee?
The one he's working out is worth my not saying anything.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know, but I think it's probably got something to do with my childhood.
And after you get paid, then what?
Then I go, Violet.
Where?
Into the sunset. Maybe Guam. I've heard Guam's nice.
I'm being serious.
Me too.
No, you're fucking not.
I'm being as serious as I can be. I don't know where I'm going. I never do. I don't know what else you want me to say.
I want you to tell me that I'll see you again.
Well, I can't.
You're so fucking disappointing, Edmund.
Disappointing?
Yes.
Why? Because you suddenly realize I'm not the brother you always dreamed of?
No, because you're just proving yourself to be the one everyone thinks you are.
I didn't come here to see you. You know that, right?
Of course I know that.
Right, so I don't really give a shit if you're disappointed in me. You would have been disappointed in me anyways once you found out I came here and left without you knowing. Or did that not occur to you?
Of course it occurred to me. It occurred to me every day for the last 5 years. Why do you think I made you promise you wouldn't leave without saying goodbye?
And? Did I?
No, but that's not what I'm saying.
Well, you're the one with your fucking bags packed.
Yeah, but you know where I'm going, don't you? Now, if you don't want to tell them where you're going, that's fine. But I don't understand why you can't tell me.
Because you're the same.
No, I'm not.
We all are, Violet. And I'm sorry that somewhere along the way you confused my running from them as running to you. It wasn't. Your room was just the first place I learned to hide. That's all it was.
It's not what it was for me.
I know that. And it kills me. But I wasn't any happier with you than I was with them. Not really. I just used you as a buffer while I hid pills in your fucking dollhouses. And I think you've come to draw some meaning from thinking we're both outcasts, but you don't understand what it's like to be on the outside of anything. Not really. And until you do, you won't ever know what it's like to be truly unhappy.
Oh, you think I'm happier than you?
Yes.
Well, I'm not. You can do whatever you want with your life. Use it. Waste it. It doesn't matter. Everyone gave up on you so long ago, there isn't anything left to ruin with us, so you're free. No, but I didn't rebel soon enough, so now I'm stuck. I just exist. You know, popping in and out between birthdays and holidays and anniversaries and the rest of it. Soon, people will just stop asking about me. After the wedding, Sadie will be crowned, and I'll just slink further and further into the background, left to become someone people are simply obliged to know because I lived here once. You know, that's the best I can hope for.
So what, Violet? Get a boyfriend.
I have one, actually.
Good for you. Does he know about me?
What do you think?
You're making me feel rather mean now.
Because you are fucking mean.
I'm not trying to be.
Why don't you get a boyfriend?
I'm trying to.
And?
It's fucking hard, isn't it?
I don't want you to go.
I know. But I can't stay here.
Why not?
Lots of reasons.
Name one.
Violet, thought you'd left already.
I was just leaving.
Well, I'm glad I caught you.
I caught you, actually. What have you been doing all day?
None of your business.
Shut up, Henry. The adults are talking.
I am an adult.
No, Henry, you're not.
Okay, stop it. Stop it. Safe trip, love.
Eager to get rid of me?
No, it's late, and we have to wrap something up.
I know. I heard.
What did you hear?
It's none of my business. Bye, Dad. Congratulations and all that. Goodbye, Henry. Can't wait for the wedding.
If you're even invited.
Oh, you'd make my fucking year, I dare you. Bye, Edmund.
Bye, Violet.
See you when I see you, I guess.
Did you know she was seeing someone?
No.
Seems like there's a lot of that going on.
That's enough.
I'm just getting started, actually.
Take another pill and put yourself to sleep if you're going to be difficult. It's been a long day.
Oh, what's wrong? Plowing your assistant tire you out?
Shut the fuck up!
Henry.
Oh, look at you barking for him. Does he feed you biscuits, too? Is that why you're
ballooning
up?
That's enough! I don't care what you think of me, Edmund. I really don't, but I've only got so much patience.
Uh-oh, then what?
Then you can leave.
Is that why he's here? To be your heavy in case you need to drag me out? Pun fully intended, by the way.
You're such a piece of shit.
When was the last time you had a piece of anything?
He should have cut you off from the fucking start, I swear to God.
What the fuck do you know about
it? I know that he gave you everything. Everything.
Not everything, not even fucking close.
That's enough! That's enough, I said. We are not going there.
Why not?
Because there's no point. You won't forgive me. I won't forgive you. Let's move on.
No, 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 no. That is way too easy.
Nothing about this is easy, Edmund.
It seemed pretty easy for you to say I love you to your girlfriend.
Keep your voice down.
Oh, yeah? Or what?
You want money, Edmund? That's what all this is about, so stop talking and sit down. I've reached some conclusions.
What conclusions?
It's all in there.
What the fuck? Is that a contract?
It's clear, it's fair, and it's more than you deserve.
Did he help write it?
Obviously.
It's not obvious. I didn't know you could read.
Of course I can fucking read.
Yeah, you should try it out more on food labels.
Shut the fuck up. I'm not fat. I work out.
Yes, and then you eat.
Of course I eat. Everyone eats.
And you're okay with this? You know what he did?
Of course he knows.
And? You don't have any questions?
No.
What's it like up there, huh? It must be so nice.
Things happen, Edmund.
Things do happen, Henry.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I just wanted to try being you for a second. I fucking hated it. What's this?
Non-disclosure agreement.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
What happens if I break it?
I take it all back.
What, like you'll sue me?
Something like that.
What if I don't have it?
Then you're going to need a lawyer.
Yeah? You gonna help me find one? Or do you only do that for the brothers of the women you fuck?
Excuse me?
Wasn't too high to figure that one out, was I? Is it easy for you?
Is what easy for me?
Helping him.
What are we talking about here?
It's not a complicated question. Is it?
Yes, yes, it is.
Why?
I don't know.
Does it make you feel good?
Yes.
Does it make you think of me?
What?
Does it?
Yes.
Yeah, what's that like?
Difficult.
Why?
Because thinking of you is difficult.
Why?
Because I don't like thinking about my mistakes and I made a lot of them with you.
Such as?
Such as hoping you'd become someone other than who you actually are.
Very good. Very concise. And how does it feel to have brought him in now? Was that a mistake, given what you know?
I don't know anything.
You know that he's a criminal.
I know he was arrested.
For breaking the law.
For breaking a law.
Same one I broke, right? With you?
What the hell are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
Is that what you really think? Is that what you really think?
Too cliche for you?
Too fucking convenient.
You think anything about this is fucking convenient for me?
You're the poster child of convenience, Edmund. You're a bottom feeder.
Is he a bottom feeder?
Who?
You know who. Is he?
No.
Why not?
Because he's not my son.
No, but he's someone else's.
That's between him and them.
Is this how much you're planning on giving me? What happens if I spend it?
Then it's gone.
And? What then?
What are you talking about?
I'll fuck up. I'll spend this.
You're such a fucking sponge.
You can fuck right off
You're
with that.
You're a fucking sponge. Get a job, get a life, or don't. But stop making him pay for it.
You don't think I'm paying for it?
Not like him.
Exactly like him. Worse.
How do you know?
Because I lived every second of my goddamn life, Henry.
You lived hand to mouth, hand to fucking mouth, and you fucking loved it, you fucking sponge.
You think I want this? Nobody wants to be like this. Nobody wants to ask for it, beg for it, fucking threaten you for it while you give it away to someone you don't even fucking know. Do you have any idea what that feels like? Hearing you father him while I am sat there on the fucking floor? I hate myself. Is that not fucking obvious? I fucking hate myself. Even more than I hate you, Henry, and that's saying something. You don't think I know that I'm worthless? That I'm a failure? I know that. Of course I know that.
If you don't like coming to your family for money, then why the fuck do you fucking do it?
Because it's who I am, isn't it? Isn't that what you've been saying? It doesn't matter what I do. The tragedy of my life is not what I do. It's that I am the person doing it! I'll never be like you. Ever. Maybe that's your fault, maybe it's mine, maybe it's just fucking destiny. But you brought into the world a worthless and useless human being. And I'm yours. You're responsible for me, no matter what. We can't escape each other. I wish that wasn't true, but it is. I can't think of a single reason why you should help me. And I've tried to make it easier for you. I have. More than once, too. But it's too hard. And I'm sorry for that. Like, I really, really am sorry for that, for both of us. But the best thing at this point would be for you to have me killed. Save you the trouble of having to pick me up from some police station, from some hospital bed. Is he yours? Yeah. Do you want him? No, but I guess I'll take him. Not that I think you'd make the fucking trek.
Of course I would.
You wouldn't. I know you wouldn't.
How?
Because you never did.
I don't want you gone, Edmund.
You want me to go away.
That's what you want.
Of course it's not what I want. Of course it's not.
Then what do you want me to do?
I don't know. Maybe I want to stay.
You can't, Edmund.
Maybe I want to.
You can't. You can't, not now.
I know. I know that.
Then?
I want out. Truly out.
How much is that gonna cost?
More than what's in there.
How much more?
Double.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Double it and I'll go.
Dad.
Double it and I don't tell Mom.
Dad.
Double it, and I won't tell anyone. I'll be on a plane by morning.
Dad!
Give me a second. I have to make a quick call.
You're a piece of shit.
Maybe. But you're a snob. And you're his snob. And that makes you worse.
You understand what it means, you taking this money.
Yeah.
We're done.
What the fuck do I care if we're done?
I won't let you come back here, ever.
So what? I hate it here.
Do you? Really?
Don't try and pathologize anything here, Henry.
Don't try to what?
Okay. You'll get paid in quarters. Quarter tonight. Quarter when you land. And the third when you give me your permanent address.
And the fourth?
When you come back for the wedding.
Fuck you.
Those are the terms.
I'm not coming back for the wedding.
I don't want him at my fucking wedding.
Those are the terms.
Can I bring a date?
We can talk about it.
Can I make a speech?
Fucking no!
We'll talk about it.
Thanks. Dad. Are we done here?
Not till you sign.
Give me the pen.
Edmund, what you're asking for is... it's a lot of money.
I know.
I won't be able to do this again. You'll be on your own. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Settled. I'll make some calls. You'll have what you need by morning.
Peachy.
Where are you going?
It's better if I'm not here when she wakes up. Goodbye. We might as well shake hands, for posterity's sake or whatever.
You could call sometimes, you know. Just, let us know where you are.
That costs extra. Have it your way, then. Goodbye, Henry. You know, it's funny.
What is?
I felt more comfortable with you tonight than I have in my whole life, I think.
What do you make of that?
I don't know. I think it's because I got to meet you tonight. Same way you got to meet me.
Because you caught me doing something naughty?
No. Because I caught you doing something human. I caught you loving. Messily. Roughly. Recklessly. And that makes me happy. Because I didn't know you could.
I have loved you.
I have loved you too. Tell Mom goodbye for me.
I will.
And paint this fucking kitchen, it's awful.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dad, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
This thing with her, it isn't gonna look good.
Noted.
All right, well, I should get going.
You don't mind if you see yourself out?
Of course not.
And Henry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For what?
Everything.
Of course.
I mean that, Henry.
I know.
Good night, son.
Night, Dad.
Simone? What are you doing here?
I needed to see you.
It's late.
I know. I'm sorry.
Marilyn is upstairs.
I know. But I didn't know where else to go.
What's wrong?
Levi tried to run away tonight.
What?
I told him to call home, but he couldn't do it. And then he tried to leave.
Oh.
He only calmed down once I told him I was coming here.
Why?
To figure it out, I guess. I don't know.
We will. I need some time.
I could have lost him, Rowan.
It's okay.
No, it's not. I don't know what I'm doing, Rowan. I have no idea what I'm doing.
We'll figure it out.
I need you to promise me you meant it. What you said earlier.
Of course I did.
Because I don't know what I would do if you weren't here. I don't know what he'd do. Thank you for what you're doing for him. For us.
Listen.
What? What?
Oh, this has to stop.
Excuse me?
This has to stop, Simone.
You just said...
I know what I said, but everything has changed now.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
Why? Because you're important?
Because this is my life, Simone. This, not you, not your brother, this.
I'm not asking for us to be your life.
Yes, you are. And as much as I wish you were, you can't be. You can't be.
Do you want me to be?
Not about what I want anymore.
Since when? I love you.
I know.
Then do something about it.
I am.
Something else.
I can't.
Why not?
Because it isn't right.
What?
It isn't right.
Of course it isn't right. Nothing about this has ever been right. It wasn't right when you pretended I didn't exist, or when your wife walked in, or when you put your hands on me while your family was partying in the next room. You don't get to do that and walk away. Not from me and not from him.
I have to.
No, you don't. You don't have to. It's just all you know how to do.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Simone. Simone, I'm sorry.
Here's what's gonna happen. First, I'm gonna keep my job.
Okay.
Second, you are going to finish this business with his lawyer.
Simone.
And then you're gonna get him a job.
I can't.
I'm not asking! He isn't going back.
What do you expect me to do?
Figure it out.
I already have.
You're going to help him.
Or what?
Hey. What's wrong?
I thought you were asleep.
I was waiting for you. Is everything all right?
Yes. Just tying up some loose ends.
Oh. Well, it's a bit late. We've all had a long night.
I was just leaving. Right?
Why are you asking me?
Because it's your call.
Yes.
Good. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Don't you get a day off?
No. He doesn't. Good night.
Good night, Simone.
Good night, Mr. Clark.
Is everything all right?
Yes, fine.
Did you speak to Edmund?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Make any progress?
Yeah, I did.
It's nice, you know.
What?
Having him here.
Glad it makes you happy.
Happy enough, at least. We've got a long way to go.
Yeah, we do.
All of us.
We do.
Come to bed, Rowan.
Yeah, I'll be right there.
Don't be long.
I won't.
Good night.
I'm sorry.
That was Prodigal, written and directed by Paolo Santalucia. Chris, I just love the show. I love the writing, the dialogue, the acting is superb. It's such a great ensemble. And there's something just so cathartic about being immersed into this highly dysfunctional family with these truly unlikable characters, and the fact that they are so driven by the things that they want that they're willing to sacrifice each other to achieve their goals. And I'd like that Paolo maybe left a little bit of room that there might be some redemption at the end, but probably not. He didn't tie it up and make it into a nice, happy ending, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely. This is one of my favorite shows. The fact that Paolo can just flip from side-splitting comedy to heart-wrenching drama just like that, it shows what an incredible artist this guy is. We will be back next with an in-depth interview with Paolo Santalucia. In the meantime, if you're looking for more stories with queer narratives, we recommend Bed and Breakfast by Mark Crawford, available on Play Me. Prodigal was written and directed by Paolo Santalucia. It featured Michael Ayers as Levi Cole, Veronica Ortuella as Sadie, Cameron Laurie as Henry Clark, Dan Musso as Edmund Clark, Nancy Pock as Marilyn Clark, Rick Roberts as Rowan Clark, Hallie Celine as Violet Clark, Megan Swaby as Pauline, Shauna Thompson as Simone Cole, Andre Sills as the pastor,
and Jeffrey Young as Quentin.
Paolo Santalucia would like to acknowledge Natasha Mamba, Virgilia Griffith, Akosia Amo Adem, the Toronto Arts Council, and the Canadian Arts Council for their meaningful contributions to the show. The Howlin' Company first produced Prodigal in association with Crow's Theatre. This episode's sound design, edit, and mix are by Chris Tolley. Thanks for listening.
We'd love to know what you think about Play Me. You can connect with us by emailing playme@cbc.ca. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Play Me wherever you get your podcasts. By subscribing, you can listen to all our past shows and you won't miss a single one of our new episodes. And while you're there, we would love it if you would consider rating and reviewing us. It helps spread the word about our podcast, bringing theater to a whole new audience. Play Me is produced by Laura Mullen and Chris Tolley in partnership with CBC Podcasts. Our associate producer is Brianne Tice. A special thanks to our CBC team. Anna Achete is our digital producer, and our executive producer is Cecil Fernandez.
The director of CBC Podcasts is Arif Narani, and the executive director is Leslie Merklinger.
Play Me is funded by the Canada Council for the Arts and the Ontario Arts Council. Play Me is an Expect Theatre production. For more information about our plays, please visit playmepodcast.com.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.